CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 weeks left until the election. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are focusing on getting people to the polls. Georgia's smashing records for early voting on the first day. Donald Trump at an economic forum moderated by Bloomberg, claiming that what happened on January 6th was peaceful.
The primary scene in Washington was hundreds of thousands, the largest group of people I've ever spoken before, and I've spoken before, and it was love and peace.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Pennsylvania telling voters he supports the Second Amendment.
We will protect. Nobody's coming for your guns, but we are going to make sure that your kids can go to school without being shot dead in their classroom. That's what we can do.
Top U.S. officials putting more pressure on Israel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken sending a letter to their Israeli counterparts saying weapons supplies from the U.S. could be compromised if more humanitarian corridors are not opened into Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you had any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget. Their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A Minnesota poultry processing company went under, leaving farmers in Western Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa on the hook for feeding tens of thousands of chickens. Here in Western Wisconsin, farmers decided to give the birds away with over 170,000 chickens to get rid of. As of Monday, 20,000 to 30,000 chickens still needed to be given away. Minnesota and Iowa state governments are providing emergency relief to farmers, but no such law exists in Wisconsin for this type of situation, leaving farmers on the hook for the feed bill. A 60-year-old Barron County man is in jail after a weekend incident in which he allegedly pointed a gun at law enforcement and tried to ram an armored vehicle with a pickup truck. The sheriff's office said Joseph Pushick of New Auburn was taken into custody Saturday. According to a release, he was going to different homes looking for his child, pointing a gun at the people living there. The PDs found him at his home standing outside with a gun, which he had on him when he crashed a truck into a law enforcement vehicle.
For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have a issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it, and I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it, and I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few spotty sprinkles are possible as those clouds continue to clear, alongside winds cranking out of the north up to 20 miles per hour. This, of course, keeps our highs to the upper 40s, and for tonight, a hard freeze is expected as we flirt with overnight lows falling to the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
J. She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Jeff Clemens, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan group. We're going to talk about how to take the money back out of politics and restore power to the people.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Tuesday to us all. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842. Maggie Dawn, overtime with Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie, thanks for sticking around.
Always a pleasure, Dom.
Yes, thank
you. There's nothing to talk about.
No, so nothing at all.
It'll be quick.
Let's talk about the weather.
Yes.
Just working hard on the board as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's talk about the Republican nominee for president, Maggie
Do we
Dawn.
Have to?
We have to. We must. We have to. We have to convince our friends on the other side and those independents, if you are really still out there, that Donald Trump's behavior is not okay. And I'm not talking about policies. I'm not talking about how he addresses people he doesn't like. I'm literally talking about just his general behavior. Now, I know last night the dance party, this town hall that devolved the playlist of Donald Trump. We'll get there as well. But I want to utilize the time I have with you, Maggie Dawn, to its fullest. An economist, a trained economist, an attorney. Donald Trump sat down today with the Economic Club of Chicago. And apparently he clashed a bit. Bloomberg's former president clashed with Bloomberg's John Mifflewait. Oh, I've been trying to figure out how to pronounce this guy.
No, that dude isn't an economist. If you are from Bloomberg and your last name is Mifflewait, like, you're an economist. That guy's a data geek.
And he was literally with The Economist prior to Bloomberg. So
yes.
This dude has been around. And Donald Trump, apparently, they got a little push back and forth. And tariffs are one of the topics, of the many topics. But we have kind of a longer clip here I'd like to play. Thank you, Jess, for your hard work to kind of set the tone, set the scene for this event. This went on today. Now, this is after Trump's meltdown or whatever the hell that thing was last night. They figured, yep, let's get the dolly, roll his ass out and see how he does against an economist. And it didn't go well. Let's play it, please, Jess.
If you look at the events of January the 6th, 2021, and it showed to many people America's democracy was unruly and violent. Only 3 weeks to go to the election. Will you commit now to respecting and encouraging a peaceful transfer of power?
Well, you had a peaceful transfer of power.
You had a peaceful transfer of power. You had a peaceful...
Who are these people applauding?
You had a peaceful transfer of power compared with Venezuela, but it was by far the worst transfer of power for a long time.
They bore him.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because this is the, you know, what they like to do. This is what they like to do. It's very interesting.
The question, President Trump, is would you respect the decision?
When I found out about this interview, I did a little check. He's a man that has not been a big Trump fan over the years. So I had a choice.
Answer the question.
Do I do this interview or not? I'm glad I did it. But do I do this interview or do I disappoint a lot of people? Because I know a lot of people in the audience. But his view is very different than mine. Let me just say.
I'm asking you
March,
a question.
We had a term, peacefully and patriotically.
He said
these were people. If you think an election is crooked, and I do, 100%.
Ooh.
If you think the day it comes when you can't protest, you take a look at the Democrats. They protested 2016. They're still protesting it. Nobody talks about that.
No, that's not true.
But if we protest, we want to have honest elections. You think the last election
had
was
one.
Honest?
You lost.
All the times it went to courts, the courts
no,
sided
it didn't
with
go.
The other.
Yes,
they,
it did.
They went to court, and the courts all said, you don't have standing.
Not all Nobody of them. Some of them.
And it's hard, frankly, after an election for a judge, but they all said you don't. Nobody ever had standing.
Federal judges are appointed.
If you take a look, I'd show you hundreds of pages.
He still hasn't answered the question.
People were angry.
And he
People
never will.
Were there. And I'll tell you what, they never show that. The primary scene in Washington was hundreds of thousands, the largest group of people I've ever spoken before. And I've spoken before. And it was love and peace. And some people went to the Capitol. And a lot of strange things happened there. A lot of strange things.
Strange.
With people being waved into the Capitol by police. With people
Entrapment?
Screaming, go in, with it, that never got into trouble. You know, I don't want to mention names, but you know who they are.
No,
a
mention
names. A lot of strange things happened. But you had a peaceful, very peaceful. I left. I left the morning that I was supposed to leave.
I wasn't even
I
there.
I went to Florida. And you had a very peaceful transfer. This was not a... And I'll tell you what, those people that did go down, which was a tiny fraction of the people that went to Washington. I mean, you're talking about a very, very small, because there are hundreds of thousands of people. And I don't know what you had, 500, 600, 700 people go down to the Capitol.
He doesn't answer the question. Will you commit to a peaceful transfer of power? Hell, we had one. And all you saw were your lying eyes, because I peacefully went to Florida afterwards. Maggie, what's your takeaway from that exchange?
Well, let's start at the beginning of what he said, which was it was all positivity and patriotism. No, it wasn't. They were chanting "Hang Mike Pence," and there was a noose. Okay, there was a scaffold and a noose. Okay, you watched the violent mob break through barrier after barrier after barrier while you were rifling down cheeseburgers feet from the Oval Office. You rejected calls from every one of your senior advisors and your family to tell the mob to go home, to stop the violence. Republicans in Congress put on gas masks and were hiding. Josh Hawley, like the chicken guano he is, ran from the Senate chamber.
It was a trot. It was a jog.
Okay. Democrats have been protesting since 2016 because you're a fascist, because you promised to overturn Roe v. Wade and did, because you talk about people as if they're subhuman. Yes, we're protesting. That's called a vibrant exercise of our First Amendment rights. We didn't stop the transition of power to you in 2016. Obama stood on the dais with you, okay? You didn't even show, you chicken guano. Hundreds of pages of facts. Great. Can you please produce them? Wait, you haven't done that, just like you haven't produced your tax returns or your health information.
Oh.
Judges that are elected, okay, I defended a handful of those lawsuits brought in this state against the Milwaukee County Elections Commission in federal court. First of all, you moron, you appoint them in federal court. Not all state courts also have elected judges. Some of them are appointed in different states. But you, sir, actually appointed federal judges. Those are not elected judges, okay? So you can't blame anybody else. Oh, because guess what? One of the judges that Donald Trump appointed got the Milwaukee County Elections Commission cases brought by the Trump campaign. And guess what he did? Rejected every single claim you made. And it wasn't about standing. There were over 80 cases. A handful of them were about standing. Most of them were about an utter and complete failure to present any evidence or facts. First of all, love and peace, sir. I don't think Ashley Babbitt thinks her family thinks that. I don't think the Capitol police officers that nearly died that day or those that did die afterwards think that. And especially Capitol Police Officer Daniel Hodges, who will be joining my show before the election again, whom I had during the DNC, who nearly was crushed to death and had multiple concussions that day, thought it was a bunch of love and peace. You're a liar.
That is Maggie Dawn Overtime with Maggie Dawn here on the Dom Salvia Show on Tuesdays. Thank you, Maggie. And to reiterate, he never finished answering the question because he does not commit to a peaceful transfer. His power is the only way I can interpret his lack of response. Another cut and another issue talking about Putin. Do we have that one as well? Let's play the next cut about Trump and Putin.
To mention,
no, but Putin. These are big things. I have to mention them.
Yeah, you just mentioned Putin, though, and this has been this controversy of the past week. Can you say yes or no whether you have talked to Vladimir Putin since you stopped being president?
Well, I don't comment on that, but I will tell you that if I did, it's a smart
thing. So
I'll
take that as a yes.
If I'm friendly with people, if I have a relationship with people, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, in terms of a country. He's got 2,000 nuclear weapons, and so do we. China has a lot less, but they'll catch us within 5 years.
That sounds very
if I
much
have a
like,
relationship,
very much
I don't
you,
talk
you,
about,
you did talk
I don't
to
talk
him.
About, no, I don't talk about that.
And who did the microphone levels at this thing? I want to hear the questioner. It sounds like you did talk to him. mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't talk about that. I don't talk about that.
Why not? I mean, like, the question should be, sir, if you're so proud of these relationships and there's no there, then why don't you tell us all of the time that you talked to Vladimir Putin? Why would you not have a staffer in the room if there's nothing to be concerned about? Like, that's the follow-up question. Okay, if there's nothing to be concerned about, then tell us all about it, sir.
And then the tariffs, Maggie Dawn.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
The tariffs. So this was brought up by Bloomberg, and they noted that Trump's plans would essentially halt trade with China, place at least a 10% tariff on all on European nations, and have a drastic effect on the U.S. economy, where 40 million jobs rely on trade. Trump's response, it's going to have a massive effect, a positive effect, Maggie Dawn. It's going to be a positive effect. And then he's got to dig. It must be hard for you to spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong. Now, Donald Trump was quoted, and I found this piece linked to Drudge Reports called The Express. He was on Fox News, and he literally said, when he refers to these tariffs, that he's talking about a figure of speech, Maggie. According to Donald Trump, 2 days ago on Fox, it's a figure of speech. The quote, he has suggested at several rallies and public appearances, he would impose a 200% tariff on imported goods. Economists say this would result in jacking up prices for consumers. Trump, however, refuted the economic theory. No, it's not. No. It's going to be passed on somehow. Just somehow.
Is that like concepts of a plan for healthcare?
Totally. He also, Maggie, suggested his remarks are theoretical, hearkening back to his remarks during the September debate regarding the concepts of a plan. Here's the quote. I'm using 200% tariffs just as a figure of speech. Well, I'll say 100, 200, I'll say 500. I don't care. And my immediate thought was, Maggie, then how does he use that leftover theoretical figure of speech money to pay for America's child care crisis?
We should talk about it after these important messages.
This is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Maggie Dawn doing some OT. That's you on the lines. That's Jess on the board. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, Overtime with Maggie Dawn. You can catch her show 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network at Just on the Boards. You on the lines at 855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. Once again, Maggie, Trump suggesting 200% tariffs. Well, then he said, no, it's not going to be jacking up price for consumers, Maggie. It's going to, quote, it's got to be passed on somehow, unquote. And then he says, I'm using 200% tariffs as a figure of speech. Well, I'll say 100, 200, I'll say 500. I don't care. Quote, unquote. Let's start with the reality based. Is he presenting a cohesive, cogent argument for tariffs on, limited tariffs on certain goods coming from certain countries?
Nope. Across the board, tariffs started with 10%, then it was 20%, now it's 200%, maybe it's 60%, maybe it's different for China, maybe it's 20% or 200% or 100% on everything. The reason he doesn't care...
He literally said, I don't care.
...is because this. Tariffs at this level will only help his billionaire bros and himself. Right? It will destroy competition. It will drive up consumer prices. And the people that buy consumer goods, the vast majority of our paychecks that go to consumer goods, are you and me and everybody listening. It's the middle class, right? We are the consumers in this country. Billionaires and 100 millionaires like Eric Hovde and Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And yep, George Soros too. They're not consuming stuff. They just hoard their money. And so let me just refresh everybody's recollection. This is how a tariff actually works.
Oh, please, Maggie.
I'm going to talk really slowly. Right. Donald Trump, this is how an import tariff works, in case you might want to care. They are collected at customs. So when a good that is being imported by an American business wants to bring that good into the country, they literally come, that those goods come in through one of our ports. The importing business pays that foreign business the cost of the good, right? I have a container of blue jeans or iPhones, and it costs $1 million. So I pay the company that shipped me the jeans or the iPhones or whatever it is, $100 or $1 million or whatever it was. The import tax, which is called a tariff, is paid by the importing business, the U.S.-based business, to customs, to the federal government. Not the foreign business.
So the $1 million container that I am bringing in, I pay my vendor who I bought that from. And then I also pay whatever that tariff percentage is of that. Using $1 million, if it's a 20% tariff, I pay $1 million to the overseas corporation who I buy my goods from. And then I pay $200,000 to the government at customs.
Yes. So when I, a business owner, have to pay more for the goods that I am bringing into this country and selling,
it's
got to
be passed on somehow.
I then charge my customers more because it didn't cost me $1 million for my container full of jeans. It cost me $1.2 million, and I have to make that up somewhere. I don't just eat that cost, and I can't levy it on the importing, but they just, it's $1 million, and here's $1 million. That's literally how these work. I don't know what the hell the man is talking about, and clearly neither does he. And he doesn't care. Like, you can believe him when he says he doesn't care, because he's not a massive consumer. He doesn't spend the majority of his alleged billions in real estate. He doesn't spend it at all. He sits on it. So to middle-class people, who do you think is paying that extra 20%? If the importing U.S.-based businesses have to pay the federal government that additional 20%, do you think they just eat that and reduce their profit margins? I'll tell you, Walmart ain't doing that.
No, hell
Jeff
no.
Bezos ain't doing that. George Soros, Elon Musk, I don't care who you're talking about. They ain't doing that. They pass that cost on to the U.S. customer, and it is middle-class people who consume goods in this country.
855-752-4842, phone line, text line, Andrew from Maine. But Maggie, what if the company is owned by the United States, manufactured outside the U.S. and simply shipped in? Is that tariff too?
Yes.
Let's get to Andrew from Detroit. You are up, Andrew. Welcome to Overtime with Maggie Dawn.
Hey, Maggie and Dom. The other thing that will happen with this, if the American consumers, the middle class, continues to buy, it will increase inflation.
Yes.
And also eventually drive the importers and exporters out of business. And then where are we going to get our stuff from? Because we've sent all these, under Reagan, sent all these companies offshore. This is the worst thing that can happen. Good luck, people. Keep voting stupid.
Keep voting stupid. And here's the most pernicious part of this, part of Project 2025 and Donald Trump's out loud tax plan, is that foreign-based profits of U.S. companies, so like, oh, we'll make it over there, and maybe we'll actually say that our headquarters is over there. Foreign-based profits of otherwise U.S.-based companies will be tax-exempt. So you've now created an incentive for businesses to produce their products abroad and now import them subject to the 20% tariff, which they'll pass on to middle-class consumers. He's literally getting you going and coming. And meanwhile, all the billionaires who create monopolies and trusts like we did back in the robber baron days of the Gilded Age, yeah, they won't be paying any taxes on any of this. You will. That's Donald Trump's plan for the middle class.
Mark from the SAC, you will have the last 60 seconds with Maggie Dawn. What do you got for us?
Well, for Donald Trump, I can just think of this, Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, one people, one state, one leader. Hitler actually said, he came out and said, what Trump is doing right now, he appeals to people's emotions, not to our intellects, not to our actual thinking brain. And let's remember that in Hitler's Germany, women were more or less relegated to be breeding stock. You want them good, healthy, and so they could breed good, strong German boys to breed other good, strong German boys with. With women, they've just relegated to, you know, basically chattel and to cook and clean and be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Or family values, Mark. Thanks for the call. The comparisons are a little harsh, but damn, Maggie, sometimes I seem a little close.
Yeah, just ask him about the murder gene, because he just talked about that, too.
Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media, 2 to 4 p.m. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for hanging around.
You betcha, Dom.
All right, folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Jess is on the board. You're on the lines, 855-752-4842.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You need a Department of Natural Resources permit to burn brush or debris in 13 Wisconsin counties. That's because ongoing dry weather is spiking the risk of wildfires. That'll remain the case for the foreseeable future. You don't need a permit for campfires or grills. There's more on the DNR website. Rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says that rural voters tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people.
The initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped between March and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz visited students at UW-Eau Claire yesterday. Walz encouraged people attending to get out and vote. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Walz at the stop. First Lady Jill Biden spoke in Madison last night, and later this week, Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin on Thursday with stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. No details have yet been announced for any of those stops. The November election is 3 weeks from today. Tonight will be the first widespread hard freeze across northwestern Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to drop into the low 20s and teens, especially locations east of the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. Temperatures along the St. Croix River, for example, will be about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than places further east, such as Hayward and Ladysmith. On average, our part of the state usually sees its first hard freeze in mid-October. The cool weather the next couple of days will give way to highs in the upper 60s and 70s later this week.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Andrew Garfield says after Heath Ledger shot Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, he felt a great sense of accomplishment. The Spider-Man actor says that when Ledger arrived on the set of his next film, with Garfield, called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, catchy title, that he was downright smug. Garfield shared stories of his friend on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Ledger passed away 6 months before The Dark Knight hit the big screen from an accidental drug overdose in 2008 at the age of 28. Garfield added that Ledger wasn't cocky about it, but just knew he had done really great work in a really good film. It's always hard to watch a moving picture after reading the book, but Jane Austen fans still might not mind that Pride and Prejudice is coming to Netflix. The series is in the early stages of development. Variety reports that there is no cast yet attached, but this isn't the first time that Netflix has worked with Austen's material. In 2022, Dakota Johnson starred in the movie Persuasion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, hard freeze, cold, a low around 20 to the low 20s. With sunshine for tomorrow, it warms up into the upper 50s. Continued warming for Thursday, a little breezy, sunny, and highs into the low 60s. It's 46 right now.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement in hour number two. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Sense
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Playing a little crazy town because Trump has taken us to crazy town.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What an odd, weird, strange night last night at that Trump town hall. We will get to it, I promise. But right now, I want to talk a little bit more about Trump's tariff policy. Thank you to Maggie Dawn. Joining here, me here in the studio for a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Once again, her show broadcasting 2 to 4 p.m. Check her out live if you can. If not, check out the Civic Media app. Listen to all the podcasts and all the shows and all the networks. It's a super cool app, Civic Media. Go check it out. The link, I found that one, this link from the Drudge Report. And just as a side note, the Drudge Report today has Donald Trump on it with a, you know, his red hat on, this oversized
suit. Terrible.
With the headline, American Psycho. I mean, when Drudge turns against you, is it all over for Donald Trump? I don't know. Or is he just a rhino? But I did find this one headline on the Drudge Report, which goes to theexpress.com, which talks about the Fox News interview that Donald Trump did. And once again, he's suggesting that these remarks are theoretical, that I'm using a 200% tariff as a figure of speech. Well, I'll say 100. I'll say 200. I'll say 500. I don't care. And as Maggie Dawn pointed out, listen to him. Believe him when he says he doesn't care, because it doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter whether or not it's a 20% targeted on a certain product, you know, line against a certain country for X, Y, or Z reasons. It doesn't matter if it's a 500% tariff on all goods coming from everywhere. It's absolutely irrelevant to him spouting out his BS. It doesn't matter. And frankly, he's right in some regards, because a lot of you megas out there, it apparently doesn't matter to you either. And I don't know where you're buying your goods from. But if you had a 500% tariff, a 500% tax on those goods, you might not be buying them any longer. This affects lots and lots of people. Now, is it just me? Is it just Maggie? Oh, no. Let me throw this one out there as well. Never got there yesterday. So now seems to be like a good time from that left-wing liberal woke magazine, the Wall Street Journal. Economists say inflation deficits will be higher under Trump than Harris. Wait, what? Of the 50 economists who responded to the survey's question on inflation, 68% said prices would rise faster under Trump than under Harris. That was up from 56% in July. Only 12% of the economists thought inflation would be higher under a Harris presidency, while the remainder saw no material difference between the candidates. Again, Wall Street Journal, a poll of 50 economists. A quote from that study, from Brian Hughes. Now, this is a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. This is their response to the analysis done by these 50 economists and reported on in a poll at the Wall Street Journal. Then, as now, Trump policies will fuel growth, drive down inflation, inspire American manufacturing, all while protecting working men and women of our nation from lopsided policies tilted in favor of other countries. These Wall Street elites would be wise to review the record and acknowledge the shortcomings of their past work if they'd like their new forecast to seem as credible. And once again, the analysis done, I don't know if it was by the Wall Street Journal or some other economists, not only would inflation rise under higher under Donald Trump, but also the deficit would be much higher. I think maybe hers were like, add $4 trillion, maybe his was adding $8 trillion, roundabout numbers. You can Google it, you can find it. Either way, the plans were fleshed out, and that was the result from those who know these kinds of things. It makes sense. I mean, if you're going to make an effort to, you know, use your fiscal and monetary policy to pad the pockets of your wealthy donors and the billionaire class, there's going to have repercussions, you know, down the line. So there's your economics, man. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn 20%, 500%, whatever. I don't care. It's just, you know, it's just A figure of speech.
Figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech, Dom.
But again, problematic because Donald Trump is using that figure of speech to justify his lack of any sort of plan or concept of a plan to help those with the child care crisis. What did he say when he talked about child care? What's he going to do? Well, you know, the tariffs, well, we'll fix everything. We're going to have so much money. Child
so
care,
much growth.
Child care isn't that expensive compared to what the kind of money I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
going to be, it's going to be what? Then you're going to rake in all this money to the government. And you're going to what? Cut checks to people. How exactly does that work, sir? And especially when you're talking about a concept of a plan or a figure of speech that doesn't necessarily translate into real dollars into families' pockets who are trying to start a family, trying to get a home, trying to get ahead. You know, those it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical. And of course it is because Donald Trump is losing his freaking mind. And he says whatever he wants. Doesn't matter if economists and those experts that would look at a specific plan and say, well, that will do this and this will do that. And here's our understanding of the plans as we know them based on, I don't know, economic data that we've been doing for hundreds of years, 150 years, modern economic times. So Donald Trump, I guess, have us back to bartering. 855-752-4842. CJ, our conservative buddy. Hey, CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, Don. But, you know, I listened to you and Maggie talk about tariffs, how upsetting that is, that it's going to raise the cost of the consumer. What do you think VP Kamala Harris is plan to raise taxes on corporations from 21% to 28% is guaranteeing to do.
Oh, really?
Customer.
You think so, huh? Let me ask you something. And there's a point to that. And I would suggest certainly some of those costs would be passed on. I would suggest that. Now, I don't know the specifics of the plan, but I want to ask you something, CJ. Do you remember the economy of Barack Obama? Did Donald Trump inherit a solid, good economy from Barack Obama?
It was flowing, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hell yeah, it was. It was flowing. Thank you for acknowledging that. Did you know Barack Obama reduced or proposed to reduce the taxes for federals to 35% down to 28%? Barack Obama did that. Did you know that? And they did away with some of the write-offs and things. They tried to compensate to make up a little bit for that. But this economy was booming at 35% under Barack Obama, and then at 28% under Barack Obama. What makes you think that it's going to be any different? We're not talking about raising it to 90% with no write-offs. What makes you think, CJ, that raising it back to 28% where it was when the Barack Obama economy that Trump inherited was rolling along, as you said, what makes you think that's going to drive all these companies out of this country and raise prices on all the consumers?
Well, the tariffs is...
No, hang on, man. Answer that question, please.
Back.
Answer that question.
Well,
if we go back to the Barack Obama tax rates, where the economy was booming, rolling along, as you said, what makes you think it would be any different now?
Because it's going to slow the economy. You raise it from what it is now, 21 to 28,
yeah.
It's going to slow it.
It's going to slow the economy down?
Why do you think they're cutting interest rates? Why do you think they're cutting
interest rates? Well, the Fed's got nothing to do, man. Come on, man. Those are totally different things, and don't conflate them. You're going to tell me the Fed takes direction from the Trump administration any more than it does the Biden administration? Of course not. Those are separate entities, and you know that. Don't conflate that. They have their own mission. You have fiscal policy and monetary policy. Do not conflate those things. So if you want to say demand's going to go down if the tax rates go up, on corporate tax, you can make that statement. But I would suggest to you then, if demand's going to go down, then how was the demand during the Obama administration that was rolling when Trump took it over?
You don't think monetary and the tax policy is an intertwined? You're an idiot.
855-752-4842.
Well, that's always intellectually stimulating.
I mean, he gets all personally insulted when he's wrong. And that happens.
Just like his cult leader.
Right? It happens a lot. No, the tariff thing. And of course, the problem is we're not talking about 20% tariff on a targeted thing and very specific. And those things happen. We have tariffs right now. This is not an uncommon thing. And one of the things Maggie and I talked about, she reminded me before she left, and thank you once again, Maggie, is that, you know, that's just the first thing. Whether or not it's a targeted specific for a justifiable, quote unquote, again, a subjective certainly reason, if it's across the board and massive, there are going to be all sorts of issues, and there's going to be retaliatory tariffs. Now, didn't we have that when Donald Trump slapped some, I believe, was it steel? I'd have to double check. I don't want to speak out of turn, but we got into a little trade war with China during the Donald Trump administration. And what happened? Well, they retaliated. And what, they stopped buying like soybeans and ginseng from Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going off the top of my head, and, you know, sometimes it's a little resin cake, so bear with me. Your Google's not broke. You can look at it. You can look it up. There was a trade war started by Trump. And what did he do? There was retaliatory tariffs by China. And what happened? Well, Donald Trump went to pocket, not his pocket, the American people's pocket. And he subsidized the farmers for up to 20-some billion dollars. Not a bailout, not like a GM bailout, the auto bailout back in during the Obama administration. Scratch them a check right around election time to compensate them because his tariff created a retaliatory tariff that he didn't have an answer to. So instead of allowing the market to do its work, quote unquote, all you hardcore capitalists out there, Donald Trump took the socialist move, took the people's money, and subsidized the farmers who were no longer getting their products purchased by China because China was mad that Trump was going after them, yada, 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 yada. Got it? See what I'm saying? Those things just happened. They happened recently. I mean, these are things that are knowable, and you can look it up, and you can reflect and understand if you care, or if you're just so concerned that, you know, bringing the tax rate back up to 28% is going to, you know, drive the economy into the ground, then apparently you weren't alive during the Obama years. 855-752-4842. It's a call line. It's a text line. Let's see. Did we see a drop in prices in 2018 when the corporate tax rate dropped 20% to 21%? Ooh, that is a fantastic point. Was that saving Andrew from Maine brings up when those tax rates went from 28 to 21%, hell, even 35 to 28% during Obama? Did the prices go down for those goods that they were buying?
Did the prices go down when Trump slashed the corporate tax rate?
No.
No.
No, no.
No, it did not.
In fact, I think one of the reasons that Kamala Harris is having a difficult time right now is because of the inflationary issues post-COVID. Remember, we had supply chain issues. Remember all that, right? Can't get things shipped in and out. That was a big problem. All of a sudden, supply chain became a thing. And what do corporations do, good corporate folks? Well, you got to maximize your quarterly profits in order to.
Well, of course. You know, that's the most important thing.
You got to get the bonuses, baby.
Yeah.
It's about that quarterly. So if you can squeeze out a little extra profit, keep your prices up a little bit more. I mean, you got 28% corporate tax rate down to 21%. You got 7% to play with. Now, you want to keep most of that, right? You want to put it in your pocket because what's a good tax cut for otherwise? I mean, you could invest in your industry. You could invest in your plants and manufacturing. You could invest in your people. You could pay your.
I'm sorry. You're being silly.
So when you have a government that, you know, encourages those kinds of things, maybe a high tax rate, but you can write off certain things if you invest in your people and your assets in your company. We, the people, get to decide what the business circumstances are going to be in our country through our elected officials. And if you vote for a guy like Donald Trump, he'll raise tariffs on anything, everything, nothing, 20 to 50, 500%. Who cares? I don't know. What did he say? They'll be passed along somehow.
Somehow.
Quote, it's got to be passed on somehow. Wow. What a genius economic mind we have here. And for you folks to be listening to that guy and think, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Pick up a book because you're going to be impacted by it one way or another. 855-752-4842. Your calls coming right back.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter?
And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This is a community reminder from Buzz of the North. There's a free kids movie each Thursday at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located right in Hayward. And that happens Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30. And this is a weekly event, happens each Thursday. Again, a kids movie at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward each Thursday from 10:30 until 12:30. Community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Dom, myself, your show, 855-752-4842. Don't call it a dance-off, bro. Man, I'm so motivated, inspired after watching Donald Trump sway on stage for like 39 minutes.
Did you like the screenshot that I sent you of the guy who was standing behind him just staring off?
They were looking at each other like, what are we supposed to do? What's happening?
What are we doing? What's going on here? Do we clap? Do we dance?
We can't leave.
We can't outdance him.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. Congratulations, Trumpsters. You guys really picked one. Way to go, Mega. 855-752-4842. I've got some callers. Let's get to them. Northwest Terry, you are up. Welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
Just reinforcing what you said, Dom, about when the tax rate went from 28 to 21, they did not pass that on. Sorry, CJ, they don't pass those savings on. They put it in their pocket. They put it in their pocket, CJ. You got to get that. You got to get that, CJ. Okay, Dom. I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you for reinforcing that, Terry. It's amazing how that happens. Hey, we're going to lower the tax rate. They're going to lower your products? No, when's the last time?
Of course
not. When's that happen? I mean, when have you actually seen that happen? I mean, no, we had a high inflationary area here in the beginning of the Biden administration here, and certainly there's a lot of money being spent. You know, went through the different acts. People got money in their pocket. We were dealing with the COVID. We had supply chain issues, and of course you had to throw on some greedflation. And let's not forget, I mean, there's a reason why the markets are where they're at. These companies are making a crap ton of money. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you wouldn't be buying into a stock that is appreciating plus paying out a nice dividend going up and up and up if they weren't making money, because they're making money. 855-752-4842. Maggie Dodd, a little extra overtime, double overtime. Always happy to pay it, Maggie. What's on your mind?
Can't get enough, Dom.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say two basic things to CJ. The first is, one of the reasons that a corporation might basically fictitiously try to make their headquarters in a foreign country is that Donald Trump reduced the tax on foreign-based profits to zero. So if you want to create an incentive for companies, no matter what the corporate tax rate is, to flee the United States, CJ, and you think that that's bad, then you should be ticked off at Trump for making that tax rate on foreign-based profits zero. And the second thing is, I don't think CJ understands what actually drives economic growth in this country. And the thing that drives economic growth are small businesses and the middle class consuming products. So you will not have a vibrant middle class that consumes the products that businesses sell if corporations are able to price gouge, engage in things like shrinkflation, and we know that these monopolistic behaviors are occurring, and pay an unfairly low tax rate that they dodge even further by teams of lawyers and accountants. Mm-hmm. That actually harms the middle class because we're depriving our government of the money that it needs to help with things like education, childcare, and housing, which are what the middle class needs in order to have money to spend on the consumables that businesses create. The second thing is the vast majority of, or the sort of part 2B, the vast majority of small businesses are harmed an extraordinary amount when corporate tax rates get so low that the largest corporations with the greatest amount of profits aren't paying their fair share because those corporations are freeloading off the infrastructure that middle-class people pay for through our taxes.
Yes.
And the idea that somebody who is a billionaire or making a ton of money as a shareholder in a corporation will all of a sudden close up shop because I'm only making 80% profit instead of 90 or 95% profit is stupid and is not capitalism. He literally doesn't know what he's talking about. Thanks, Dom.
Maggie, you are so welcome. Always love it when you chime in a little bit more. Certainly, no, he does not know what he's talking about, and that's why he called me names at the end of that phone call. And mm-hmm. I think you may have to
put... It's the last resort.
We may have to put him on double secret probation for a little while.
Just going to have to sit in the no-no box for a little bit.
You'll sit in the corner and mind your manners.
Think about what you did.
And Maggie's absolutely right. Of course, because, you know, the middle class, it's the middle. It's the bell curve. That's where the most people are. You know what I mean? And when a big, huge, massive amount of people get just even a little bit more, that creates so much momentum and movement in the economy. I mean, you can give the top...
sit in their accounts.
Right.
Going right back out there.
You can give the top 1% of the 1%, you know, another tax break, and it's going to go into their account, and it'll be, you know, add to the wealth. And sure, they might invest it in maybe some government bonds, for example, you know, buying into that socialism, loaning money to the federal government. Maybe they'll invest a little bit. Maybe they'll just hoard it and pass along as untaxed wealth into a trust somehow there. Mm. So you don't even have to worry about paying taxes on it. Because when you got that kind of money, you're not worried about it. And the other thing about that is, too, it's not just that we pay the taxes and they don't. And I agree with Maggie on that. But I think it's more stark when you say, we, the taxpayers, are subsidizing those corporations who don't pay that fair share. Whatever you consider that fair share to be, that gap, well, that's subsidized by the rest of us. So it is incumbent upon us to tell and make sure our elected officials get the money that the government deserves, that we deserve, that is proper, instead of giving them constant carve-outs. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We're going to talk about the live sundowning or dance party from last night? You tell me.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.